RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Boy, did Shedeur Sanders look good. God, were those some awful throws.
Wait, they had 13, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
You and Shedeur messed that up. Yeah. Dude, he didn't know how many points they had yesterday either.
It just felt like 10 the whole game.
Well, he said we had 10 points, and he looked at somebody and goes, no, 13.
So it's all a matter of perspective.
It's like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over here is Andy Baskin.
Yes.
Wearing a real stylish sweater.
Really? All right.
What the heck
like
is
it.
Up with you?
What do you think? Christmas. My wife got me something.
Wow.
She hates what I wear, so she's like,
well, you look good, man.
Well, thank you. All right, I'm good for the day then.
Yeah, that's a nice sweater.
So what happens when I don't work with you for a couple days.
Wow.
I don't roll in here in my pajamas.
You look good.
Thanks, man.
New sweater.
Look what's behind the glass over there.
Yeah, I know. Look at him over there.
Look at that.
That's Mac Robinson, kids.
Morning, fellas.
All right,
happy
man.
To be on with you guys. I'm good.
Good.
Oh, time
good.
For a haircut.
Number to
we're letting it go.
It's radio, so you're cool, but
yeah.
It's time for a haircut.
Well, he has hair. I mean, look what he's done. He's
gotta let it go while
he's got a mop, man. Let it go. That's
gotta
great.
Gotta take care of it, though, man.
That's great.
Gotta take care of it.
That's great. 216-474-0092 is our number. What's your perspective on what happened yesterday? Because the Browns beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, it was 13-6. By the way, I had it written down right here. 13-6.
Yeah, and you still said 13.
Yeah, I still said 10. 13-6. They beat the Steelers. That's great. They continue to beat the Steelers at home, which is really weird. Now 4 straight and 6 of the last 7 games at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Riddle me this.
Yeah.
When they had the ball late, Pittsburgh, yeah. And they were going down the field.
Oh, yeah.
Did you not feel like they were going to score a touchdown and then win on a 2-point conversion?
No, I thought they were going to go into overtime.
I think
Boswell would kick it and win it. That's what I thought.
There was a part of me that thought Steelers take the ball, go all the way down the field, and then get the conversion. And be like, oh.
And if the referees didn't swallow their whistle on the last play, Steelers would have had a first down on time down on the 1-yard line, right?
Yeah, I was waiting for that, too. That would have been, I don't know. It was an entertaining
game.
I'm
glad they swallowed their whistle there. I don't think you should have called anything in that situation. But if you're going by the letter of the law, I think that was probably pass interference on Denzel.
I got to be
honest.
Never
looked for the ball, right?
Was the ball catchable?
Yeah, kind of was.
I don't know.
It's kind of here.
I mean,
it's kind of catchable. Aaron was going to his Green Bay buddy, and it just didn't click. Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Again, I was talking to Fearless Leader. I was like, why did Pittsburgh decide to go to the outside when they were killing it through the middle? Why wouldn't they just go right back to where they were? Why wouldn't you go back to Freiermuth? Why wouldn't you? Like, I didn't.
Browns went prevent defense.
Yeah.
What's prevent? Sometimes wins.
I was okay. Miles was in a great mood afterwards. I thought Miles had a great quote. Maybe we'll play later in the show about the draft and, how those guys could care less and they just want to win. And, man, I walked out of that press conference yesterday going, that was between that and the growth and development I think that we're seeing from Shedeur, those are the two things I walked out of that with yesterday after, when the game was all said and done.
You mentioned Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
Here's what he had to say.
No one signed to lose. No one signed up to lose at all. So I don't care what the situation is with the record. Not a single one of us want to line up and lay down to a team or a man that's in front of us. We got put here in this place or selected, whatever it was, drafted. To come here and win. Has it always been that way? No. But I'll be damned if I'm just going to go out there and lay down to another team just because we want some more draft picks. That's just not me.
No guy in the locker room feels that way. Why would we enhance the possibility of bringing someone in who could take my job? In many cases, that's the situation. I get it. never seen actual guys, you know, tank a game. Now, coaching decisions, front office moves, for instance, the Raiders. Yeah, Max Crosby, you're going to sit down this game.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brock Bowers, you're going to sit down this game. Oh, we lost to the Giants. I'll be damned.
Oh, is that how that worked out?
Yeah, that's how that worked. Well, look at there. Took out our best offensive player and our best defensive player, and we lost. My gosh, we're sitting at the number one spot. Fernando, what do you think of Vegas?
I caught a clip of the at the end of the Raiders game of their local news that started. That was like their post-game show they had afterwards. And there were two hosts there.
Were they celebrating getting the number one
pick?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, because the female anchor looked at the male anchor and said, well, disappointment for, you know, Raider Nation as, you know, they lose today. And then she looked at the guy and she goes, but like you said, a loss was a win. And he was like, you bet it was. It was awesome. I was just laughing. I'm like, yeah, I know that feeling. I think I understand that.
What does the win over the Pittsburgh Steelers leave you thinking? What's it leave you thinking?
So my first thought was that because they won, they dropped down to what, the sixth pick?
They're sixth right now.
So now that they've dropped back to six, and who knows what's going to happen next week and how high they could end up going, but I think seven.
Not very. This win.
I think seven is probably the best pick they could get.
Seven is the lowest pick they can get right now.
Yeah, not best, lowest.
Yeah.
And then
So they're definitely top seven. They're tied with the Commanders. And right now, the Commanders have the better strength of schedule.
But they're not going to fall into the top four, right? Top three or four. I'm trying to remember. I looked at this morning.
Yeah, they're behind there, so that's unlikely.
They need a lot of help.
Yeah, to get higher in the draft, right?
Correct.
So, yeah. I mean, the win yesterday for Shadur, I think, gives him more more equity in being the starting quarterback
without
next year.
Question.
Because now you've kind of, unless you're going to package together, what, you'll have three picks in the top 40. Unless you're going to package those up and try to move up in the draft, I just don't see it.
Which you could do.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I'm okay, and I'm good with. I want to see more of Shadur. I still do. Every time I walk out of it, there are times like on that first drive yesterday, I'm like, all right, hey, this is easy.
He looked great in the first quarter.
We don't have to worry about drafting a quarterback next year. This is it. We're good. Let's move forward. And then he threw the one interception. And I was like. And I looked at Ryder who's sitting next to me. I was like, oh, that was such a rookie throw. And he was like, yep, it was.
Andy, the touchdown pass to Harold Fannin was just screaming to be picked off by a Steeler. Screaming to be intercepted.
But the trick was Fannin knew where the ball was going. It was kind of windy there yesterday. The fourth and one.
We'll have that when you play outside.
When the Browns went for it.
Not when we get the dome, baby.
When the Browns went for it on fourth and seven, was that first quarter? And they was that the first quarter? Second quarter? I don't know. When they were heading towards the west end zone.
It was in the second quarter.
It was second quarter.
It was a 10-3 game at the time.
And so they were going down towards that. And I was like, why aren't we? What? We're going for it. I guess you don't really want to punt. But why wouldn't you give your field goal kicker, who's been pretty good this season.
Been pretty good.
Except for the one game.
The first week.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you give him a shot at this? And then. Kevin said in the post game, he said it was because of the wind.
Yeah.
That they didn't want to do it. And it made sense. It just made sense.
I understand that and I agree with it. All I know is that by beating the Steelers yesterday, I think you've given yourself more questions than answers. Because this team played really hard against Buffalo. A good team. Now, Buffalo lost yesterday. They went for two and didn't convert it after their kicker Badgley missed an extra point that... Anyhow, they lost by a point to the Eagles. But the Browns played really well against Buffalo. They played well enough to beat the Steelers yesterday. It's a terrific defensive effort.
Yeah.
The offense beat up, not overly talented, won. So they put up enough points to win the game. To me, it leaves you thinking, well, this team's playing really hard for Kevin Stefanski. Is that good? Is that enough? Especially considering what the roster looks like. I'm not going to go away from that. He's playing with a roster that's just not very good on the offensive side of the ball.
I'm looking forward to talking to Scott Petrak coming up at 11 because, it seems like there is this, the tear in the beginning of the season was that people felt like Kevin directly was the reason Shadur wasn't playing, right? Is that a fair assessment?
There's so much baggage there, Andy, on just what people have been saying all year long about it. And, you know, assuming that Shador should have been playing all along when maybe they brought him along just right. You know, and then he's gotten better, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think.
Is that all on him, or does the coaching help?
Their biggest mistake was after they traded Joe, and they made Shador the number two quarterback and gave him, you know, no time.
Well,
that to me, that was once you decided that he was going to be your number two quarterback, and you knew that you had, you know, that you were going to put him behind a rookie, you had to know that at some point he was going to play. And I think that they didn't do a good job getting him ready for that first time that he played in the game before the Raiders. Was it Baltimore, right? Baltimore? Raiders? It was before the Raiders game.
It was the Raiders.
Yeah.
It was against Baltimore, and it was 4-16.
Yeah. So you go back to the Baltimore game. He wasn't ready. He just wasn't. And
you understand that, and I understand that. You might disagree with it, but we understand it. They were trying to get their other rookie quarterback, who was at that time the starter.
I understood
get
that.
Him really up, yeah, up and to I understood. Speed to make
so,
some
but here, my point on plays. This was, they. I don't think they had him ready for that game. But I do think that they have done something along the way between that game and right now that they've helped, that the coaching staff has done something to help him, that he has done stuff to help himself.
Sure.
Now, part of it is reps. Part of it is just getting experience. But you see some of the mistakes that he made early on, they've been corrected. And if you go back and listen to what Shador said yesterday in the postgame press conference, there's no question that they are working together. He is learning and becoming a better quarterback each and every week. I think so. And that's why I'm not as in the beginning. I was like, "Oh, they're going to have to draft a quarterback. They're going to have to." Now I don't feel that way at all. And
especially based on where they now sit.
Yeah, if you didn't,
would you agree with that?
Yes. And if you didn't like Kevin, do you think Kevin's helped him? Do you think Kevin and Shador are now a little bit more on the same page? Do you think they're working together? Can you give Kevin a little credit for what growth we have seen from Shador? Shador's got a lot of that's on Shador, but some of that's also on Kevin. And if you go back and listen to what Shador said yesterday, especially because I asked him in the press conference yesterday, I go, if you could give yourself advice from, you know, the first time you stepped onto the field to where you were now, what you were about to learn, what would you do? And in part of that answer was him explaining things that had been coached to him. There's no question about it. It was a coaching principle that he brought out in that. We'll talk about that later in the show. But I again, if you're going to give Shador credit for getting better, is it all on Shador, or can you say, hey, Kevin and the coaching staff have helped him a little bit?
Well, I think they've helped him a lot.
Yeah, I do too, but there are fans that don't want to see that.
Sure. Oh, there are fans who want Kevin out of here.
Yeah.
And you could make the argument for that.
Yep.
They have four wins.
Yeah.
How could you not make the argument for that?
Well, go back and see what Jimmy said. Three wins wasn't acceptable in the beginning of the year.
Well, right? They don't have three.
That's right. They have four now.
Andy, on the post-game show yesterday, Tyvis Powell is going to join us at noon.
Yeah.
We just chatted extensively. There are so many decisions to be made about this football team. And I think they'll start 1 week from today. We're going to start to see decisions.
Oh, do you know what next Monday is going to be like? Ooh,
oh, yeah.
It'll be interesting.
Absolutely.
It's going to be super quiet.
We're going to be sitting here monitoring decisions that are made all around the NFL, and they could be made here in Cleveland. What decisions do you want those to be, folks? Because I think yesterday's win did nothing but make the whole situation even more convoluted. 216-474-0092. Petrak joining us at 11. Tyvis Powell at noon. Kevin Stefanski's press conference, 1 o'clock. We'll hear it right here on 92.3 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe.
That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Truly, I wonder what the guys upstairs were thinking. You know, I mean, you want to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, don't you?
I mean, remember all the hoopla about the Haslams when they bought the team? And, you know, of course they want to beat the team they used to own a part of. And I was like,
yeah, do they really?
Did they really? You know, it's like, okay. I mean, they had to learn the hard way on a lot of stuff, too. So I don't know. I still think you want to beat Pittsburgh. And I don't have any problem with winning.
I think you do,
and,
too.
You know,
I think. Honestly, Andy.
Hey, did you think?
It's bizarre, actually. The players are always going to go out and play hard. The coaches are going to coach. You know, wouldn't you think this? Had the Browns lost to the Steelers yesterday, even after, if the last play had turned into a touchdown and a game winner,
yes,
and the Steelers went for two and got the win, let's just say somehow they lose that game.
Okay,
wouldn't you think right now there's no way Kevin keeps his job?
If they lost yesterday, I'd be leaning more towards he's losing his job.
I would too.
I'm still 50-50 right now.
I'm on the fence. Yeah.
Yeah. It's 50-50.
If I was making the call, I would keep him. Personally, I'll just say that. I would keep him because tell me who you're going to hire.
Well, that's one.
You're going to keep your fingers crossed and hope that the coordinator du jour or the guy who's been around and you're giving another chance to comes in and does a better job. Well, good luck with that. Maybe he will.
Jeff,
maybe he will, but maybe he won't.
I was looking at the injury list on Friday. They had 18 names on there. And now I know it's week 17, and I get that. But they had more names than weeks in the season. That's how I remembered it. And how many weeks did we go into a game where that injury list was just absolutely – it was through – I mean, you could have had, you know, a full baseball roster. You had so many guys on that injury list week in and week out. And so I wonder how Jimmy Haslam and the ownership group is going to look at this thing and say – this is what we want to do, and this is how we're going to go at it. I'm not going to be upset if they come back with Andrew and Kevin and Shador as a starting quarterback next year. I'm not. And by the way, Deshaun's still there. Deshaun is still there. So what happens with that going into camp? I wonder how they're going to lay that out about who will play quarterback, who will have the opportunity to be the starting quarterback next year. So those things are sitting there. And then, but by the same token, if they turn around and they don't win next week and they have a 4-win season and the Haslam Sports Group decides, you know what, we're going to go in a different direction, head coach, I get it. I mean, it's hard not to when you look at it from the business of the NFL and understand it. I truthfully don't want Kevin to lose his job. I don't. I know there are things you're upset about. I know yesterday a lot of fans wanted they wanted him to throw the red flag on there was a fumble during the game and it seemed like the play was right in front of him. And he decided not to challenge the play. Now, whether that was him or that was the
he's getting booth, information from above.
So, you know, I don't think it's going to be the worst thing if they go into next year with Kevin still as the head coach and the opportunity to kind of turn things around again next year. The one thing Andrew, I really don't want is to have him. If he does come back, he's going to be on the hot seat. I'm not a big fan of that. That to me, it's like if you're going to give the guy the job, he's got the job for the year and then forget it.
I would agree with that.
Unless something goes sideways during the season.
Andrew Berry's getting a lot of credit for having a real good draft class here.
One.
And well, it's one. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And the rest of them, I think you could make the argument, haven't been phenomenal. But having a good rookie draft class also means this. You've given the coach a team that is loaded with rookies and first-year guys and young guys and guys that have been filling spots because previous drafts didn't hit. Browns have played more rookie snaps than any team in the NFL.
Every guy they drafted last year started.
Go win football games.
Every guy they drafted.
Here are rookies. Good luck. That's tough. Also, and I think this is indicative of that, Andy. Yesterday was the 12th time the Browns have had a lead in a game. So they've played 16 games. they've actually had the lead in 12 of the 16 games.
I was trying to remember
They've had the lead in 12 of the 16 games. Yesterday's win gives them a record of 3-9 in games where they had a win or had the lead. In other words, team doesn't know how to put it away. Why? Well, you could say coaching. You could also say because it's a young team that doesn't know how to win yet.
So this was the thing I was going to look up today, and I didn't. And maybe you did yesterday, right? That how many times have they had a 10-point lead?
Don't know.
They walked out of the first quarter with a 10-point lead. I'm like, this is unusual. This doesn't feel right. Like, this isn't – we haven't been in the spot in a while. How is this going to play out?
That's correct. Number to join us, 216-474-0092. We go to the state of Mississippi. Derek joins us. Hello, Derek.
Derek.
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
We're doing good. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing all right. I'm actually coming through Cleveland because I drive trucks. And so I ended up here watching your game yesterday.
Nice.
Now, I'm a Cleveland Brown fan, but if I tell you how long I've been a Cleveland Brown fan, you're going to see that you're going to be killing my age.
You're about
to. Give me your resume, baby. Give me your resume.
I'm a Bernie Kosar fan. I'm a Greg Pruitt fan. I'm an Ozzie Newsom fan, just to let you know how far back I go with Cleveland.
Oh, that makes you a baby then. That makes you young, man. If you can't drop a Otto Graham in there or Jim Brown, then I don't know, man. You're a rookie.
That's an automatic. They're automatic, Otto Graham and Jim Brown. They're legends.
We got you. All right, what do you got? What do you think? What do you think of the game?
Okay, all year long I've been watching Cleveland. I'm a Shadur fan. I'm not going to say I'm not. I watched him when he was down in Mississippi at Jackson State. I went to Colorado and watched him play twice.
Wow.
And so I'm a Shadur fan. So my thing is that I've looked at him each game he's played in, he's progressed and gotten better. He saw where his mistakes were, and he corrected them each and every game.
All on his own, without help from the coaches?
No, I'm going to say he got some help, but I'm going to tell you where I think most of his help came from, and nobody's paying attention to him. I came from Tommy Reese.
Well, that's why he's the offensive coordinator. That's what he's supposed to do, Derek.
I don't really think that Kevin, he's had some impact. I don't think he's had as great of impact as everyone wants to make it out to be.
See, I don't think anyone's giving Kevin any credit for it. I don't think that that people are saying that Kevin's the reason. Yeah.
No, I'm going to give him credit. Now, Kevin didn't want him. He didn't want him. No, he didn't want nothing to do with him.
You don't know that, Derek.
But once he was put in the position he had to deal with him, he accepted it and moved on. So I'm going to give Kevin Stefanski that much credit. I can see where he's tried to work with him, but I really think a lot of that credit goes to Tommy Reese.
How about Bill Musgrave? He's the quarterback coach.
Definitely Bill Musgrave. I think him and Reese is putting more time in with Shadur than Kevin Stefanski anybody else did.
Well, that's the idea. That's what the quarterback coach is supposed to do. Derek, drive safely out there.
Thanks for calling.
Wind catching your truck. Not good.
Resume all the way back to Bernie Kosar.
Wow.
Congratulations.
That's a stunner. We appreciate the call, though.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Chris is in West Park. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Merry New Year.
And
Merry
to you. New Year too.
Beef jerky.
Yeah, remember trading places?
Yes,
Merry
we
New
do.
Year.
Yeah, we just, yes, we do. Yeah.
So, hey, just to clarify, I'm more Fitz to Pitts.
Oh, not bad. I'll take that, too.
Love Frank Pitts.
Bad 70s football. Gotta love it. So, hey, as much as we need offensive linemen, the good news is we got, is it Antoine Jones who's coming back?
DeJuan would be his name.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry.
Well, hopefully he doesn't get injured this year.
Okay.
And as much as we may think we need receivers, because if Judy plays well and we got Isaiah Bond, you know, I mean, I think receiving's okay.
Chris, look in the mirror. I want you to say to yourself, we need help at wide receiver. Read after me. We need help at wide receiver.
Okay. Merry New Year means wide receiver in New Year.
Here's my question, though. Okay, we need help at wide receiver.
Jar Jar Binks.
Okay, you got it. If we have the third or fourth pick, if
we don't, Caleb, we have Downs, the sixth.
Fifth, sixth, or seventh.
Yeah.
Probably. Okay. If Caleb Downs is available, do you take him?
Yes. If you can get him, take him.
Andy.
I need a wide receiver, but Caleb Downs is a hell of a player.
I know.
Take the best player. If you're in that spot with your first pick, take the best player. I just take the best player. You're never going to go wrong, I think, if you take the best player. I just think when you start drafting for need, Jordan went third, right? I know it's the NBA, but, I mean, come on, man.
Sam Bowie had a heck of a career.
Yeah. Would you have rather had Jordan or Bowie?
Tim's in Bedford.
Thank you.
Hello, Tim.
Take the best.
Hey, Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
What's up, holiday. Tim? Happy holidays to you.
I haven't talked to you for over a year. I don't know if you remember, but I was on the lung transplant list.
Yes.
Oh, that's right, Tim. I do remember. And yeah, sounds like you got it.
You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm here, so I got them, but by the grace of God. But anyways, listen, regarding Kevin and Andrew, I think under the circumstances, I know, you know, it doesn't look good for Kevin with coming off a 3-4, maybe 5-win season. But, you know, he had a tough year after the first time he won Coach of the Year. But I got to tell you, as much as I've been a season ticket holder since 70, and there's something that about him that I can't really put my finger on. It just, I can't get against him, you know. And Andrew had a hell of a draft this year, and it's been a long, long time since we had this kind of talent at a young age. And so I think they both.
But there's not very much of it, Tim.
That's the thing. I mean,
If Kevin has coached this team to 3-4 wins, that means Andrew Berry has provided a roster that's worthy of 3-4 wins. I'm making a decision together on these guys. I'm not splitting them up. I'm either keeping them both or I'm getting rid of them both.
I agree. But, you know, bottom line, I'll let you guys go. You know, if the Browns went 1-16 and they beat Pittsburgh, it was a good year for us. So,
well, there you go, Tim. Glad you're doing all right, bud.
Good job.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
It's interesting that you know, everybody has thoughts on Kevin's situation. Joel Bitonio, and we heard from Joel at the beginning of that segment, the last segment, last week made some comments, and I thought they were really interesting about Kevin. And he said this, and I'm just going to read his quote. He said, I mean, you saw him in 2023, right? We had 5 different quarterbacks start games, or 6, or however many it was. And then the last 2 years, it's been a rotation, and we're working. We have a couple of young rookie quarterbacks that are playing and showing promise. But until that quarterback position is solved in the NFL, it's hard to win games. Interesting. Also came out and said some things about Kevin that he said, you should you can build with this guy and move forward with him. And I thought it was a really interesting thing for Joel to come out and say, because he didn't have to do that. It was interesting. Does that mean anything to anybody? Scott Petrak's going to join us coming up at 11 o'clock. So get ready. Kevin's press conference coming up at 1. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan. Mentioned Joel Bitonio made some comments last week. Mentioned some of that about the work Kevin did with different quarterbacks and all of that. That was just the kind of the tip of things for Joel when talking about Kevin last week. And here's something you said. I'd love to hear what you think about it.
I think he's a good coach in the NFL. You know, I think he's a good football coach. We have not won, and he will tell you firsthand, like, winning matters in this league, and we haven't done that. But as a coach goes, I have the highest respect for him, what he's done here. And it's, you know, I know it is what for you done now, but, like, we've been to 2 playoff games. We've had winning records. We've been competitive. Is it where we're at, you know, right now? We don't want to be there. But I think if we get the right pieces and we keep improving, like, I think that's a guy you can build around. You know, 2-time coach of the year, like, he has respect of his peers. He's even killed. I think you saw it this last week. Like, the team is motivated to play. Like, we're trying to win games. I think he has a respect for the locker room. I think it's just a guy you keep around and you build around. And that would be my focus if I was, you know, in charge of that.
There's Joel saying what he would do if he were in charge. Now, did he say he's absolutely the best coach in the world and everything else? No. I would say that was about an 87% endorsement of Kevin Stefanski. And I think part of it is because Joel knows the reality of the NFL. But he said, that's a guy I think you keep around and you build around. I thought that was a telling comment.
Yeah, I see it. I mean, if he enjoys playing for him, and it's not, you know, he doesn't care what the fans have to think on this, and I don't blame him. And it's not like he went out of his way to say, I don't care what the fans think. But it's just, it's one of those situations where he is going to give support to a coach that he likes, and I'm okay with that. I think we're 50-50. I don't know. If you ask the majority of this fan base if they think Kevin is coming back next year, what do you think they would say?
I think he'd be about 50-50.
Yeah.
And I think it would, if you just looked at it and tried to gauge the situation, I would think people would think about 50-50. And if you looked at it emotionally, do you want him or do you not want him? I would think it'd be about 50-50. The one thing I do think here, Andy, if you're going to move on from Kevin because of the last 2 years, three wins and whatever this is going to be, four or five, how do you not move on from the guy who put the roster together?
I agree.
To me, it's one, it's you're either keeping them both or you're moving on from both. One draft, to me, doesn't make up for a roster that's lacking in so many areas. Now, am I intrigued by the last draft? You bet I am. Thought they did a nice job. But, you know, Kevin didn't build the roster. Kevin's coaching the roster. Kevin has shown when he has some talent that he can win some games. So if you're going to move on, I think you change everything. If you're going to roll back with part of it, I think you roll back with all of it.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Personally, Ryan's in North Olmsted. Ryan!
Rhino!
You're in North Olmsted today?
Gentlemen, hey, thanks for taking my call. Happy Browns Victory Monday, man. I tell you.
Yes, it is.
A lot going on, man. I was at the game yesterday, just like a lot of listeners out there. Everyone's talking about, obviously, the draft. Again, that's our ambition, locking down that second pick overall. Hypothetically, do the same thing we did last year, which is, trade out backwards, still get a phenomenal player like a Cleve Downs, also possibly getting another first-rounder in the 2027 draft. Just a lot of ambition. So, again, glass-half-full mentality going into the Pittsburgh Steelers game. If we were to lose, but I tell you guys, when I went in there again, being North Olmsted guy, Kimberly Dunlap came out there, her son Bryce Dunlap, obviously the liver donor of for Kozar, also a North Olmsted high school graduate, 20 years apart. Just a lot of emotions. And then Andy, man, when Pittsburgh Steelers came out, man, that felt equivalent to, hypothetically, the Michigan Wolverines coming out at Ohio Stadium. The hair on the back of your neck just stood up, and, you know, the terrible towels were going nuts. And at that moment, everything about the draft and ambition for the future went out the window. I wanted to beat the Steelers at that moment, and everyone in the stadium did as well. The Steelers fans were locked in, and they just thought they were going to run all over us just like last year.
They were quiet, though, at the end. They were quiet.
Oh, man, I tell you, just like Ken Carman, obviously, mocking his Pittsburgh Steeler buddy, there was so many Pittsburgh Steeler fans. We were mocking in the dog pound yesterday. But a lot of emotions going on yesterday, man. Everything was locked in on, obviously, Garrett getting that sack. He was so darn close, bated breath on a lot of those plays. We were just ready to erupt, chanting Myles Garrett in the dog pound. Obviously with Sanders, just a lot of everyone's talking about his growth. I mean, I was at the preseason game where he looked like a high school player playing against, like, NFL players, and it was like, this guy's not going to last. Yesterday, man, he showed glimpses of greatness. And again, he showed glimpses of being a rookie as well. Again, this guy has growth. He's got a lot of good people around him, surrounding him, that are going to help him out to get better. Again, we did lose, obviously, the probability of that second pick overall. And again, reality is setting in right now. Beating the Steelers is awesome. Losing that second pick overall stinks. At the same time, again, I think the Giants will beat the Cowboys. I think we'll lose to the Bengals. I think we're going to lock in the fifth pick overall. With that being said, we could still get, like you said, Andy, the best player in the draft, which is Khalid Downs. Not saying he's going to be that position is not a game-changing position.
All right, Rhino, you're all over the place.
Yeah, you are, man. That's all right, though.
It's all right. He's excited.
Or Caleb. Yeah.
Or Caleb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah. You don't, if you want to put another E in there, you can go Khalid.
Sure.
But we don't really want to change the spelling of a man's name, do we?
Proper noun. Let's pronounce it any way we want. That's fine.
Here's Jamies in Akron. Hello, Jamies.
What's up, James?
It's James. That's okay.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Play along, James.
I want to say something before I go to Sidora Sanders.
Okay.
You know, last year, I'm not talking about this current season we're in now, but last year we had 17 starters that missed at least two games back-to-back for injuries. Mm-hmm. This year, I don't know what the situation is. Now, we have another problem is that we don't have the depth. When a guy's out, we don't have the person to slip in. And then they got rid of a lot of guys last year they shouldn't have. But that's either here nor there. I want to say this about Sidora Sanders. And I want to say this about the Browns themselves. I think who's going to get fired, if anybody gets fired, it was who made the decision, not the decision to draft Gabriel. I'm not talking about that decision. I'm talking about the decision where he played seven games and Sidora wasn't being prepared at all. Now, he got to practice, but you played seven games. Our first 11 games, they had decided at some point, I think after game one or two, that Gabriel, they were going to bring Gabriel in when they got rid of Flacco. I mean, that was just point blank. This was on their mind to get Gabriel in this situation.
Well, James, they liked him better.
Well, we can say liked him better or whatever. But they spent.
That's a fact.
Game 11. Well,
it's just a fact. They liked him better.
They drafted him.
They liked him better. But let's say this: they spent 11 games, trying to explain to the people why Sidora Sanders wasn't mentally prepared to be a quarterback in the professional football and NFL.
They never said anything like that, James. They liked Gabriel better and they drafted him first.
I'll tell you exactly when they said it.
Okay.
They said several times that he wasn't prepared. What does that mean? They tried to convince us of that. Now, the problem they have to reverse the whole thing and convince all of these fans now that the kid is ready to play football.
So here's the other part. I don't think Andrew Berry cares about convincing fans, because if he did, he would have came out and said something when they traded Joe Flacco. I don't think they care. Well, and I don't. Whoever, I mean, we sit here and we talk about this stuff left and right. Yeah, I think the bottom line now
Jitter is the starter now.
Yeah.
Can we just move forward?
Hang on a second. So you said we'll talk. But listen, he was the number three quarterback on the roster, right? That's where he was.
Number four at one point.
Yeah, and four. So he worked his way up. I don't expect go across the league and look at how many guys who are the number four quarterback across the league. How much time are they getting? I think you're 100% correct. When they decided to make him the number two quarterback, he was ill-prepared to go on the field that first game, and I blame the team for that. But by the same token, once he became the quarterback, they've given him the same options they gave everybody else when they were the number one quarterback. At least that's the way it appears now.
I think so, too. I think right now he's getting an opportunity to play. But
he's being coached up here. I think he's being coached up, too.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
But if you remember the draft, we're talking about the players now that's coming out, college quarterbacks that's coming out.
Yeah.
The last year, on most people's draft list, they had Sidora 1-2 as the quarterback.
Correct.
But not on NFL draft list. If that were the case, he would have been drafted higher. Just saying. Let's not let's not scream at the Browns because they drafted him in the fifth round.
The Browns are the team that else. Drafted him.
Thank you, Andy.
I think Mike Florio said it best, that whatever the approach was he had when he was interviewing with these teams was that he felt like he was going through college again, where he was being recruited rather than interviewing for a job. To me, that was the best way to summarize what went sideways for Shedeur Sanders between the end of the college football season and the draft. The approach that he and his group took was he was being recruited when everybody else was acting like they were being interviewed for a job in the Professional Football League or the NFL. And so what? Now here we are. We have a starting quarterback. His name is Shedeur Sanders. I don't know what they're going to do with Deshaun Watson next year, but as of today and going into week number 18, Shedeur Sanders is your starting quarterback. There's just no argument.
And Andy, isn't that what matters?
Yes.
That's what I do not understand. Let's quit living in the past, folks. They liked Gabriel better. They saw nothing to make them change their mind until Dylan went out with a concussion.
By the way, he was out for yesterday's game, too.
And he was yesterday's game. They didn't see anything they liked better. They were giving Dylan the chance. Why? Because they liked him better. Well, they don't like him better now. Apparently, they like Shedeur better. Great. Hopefully, Shedeur can improve. If Shedeur is what he is right now, then this team needs a quarterback. If this is all he's ever going to be, is where he is right now, they need a quarterback. Let's not fool ourselves. Let's not fool ourselves here. He has not been incredible. Has he been intriguing and you want to see more? You're dang right he has. That's what I want to see. I want to see more. I think he's looked interesting. And he threw some passes yesterday that I couldn't believe. Good and bad. Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram, BrownZone.com, next here on Baskin and Phelps.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.